This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the second hour of the program, you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
You can bring up anything. Let's go right back to your calls and thoughts. We had Dave on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. He's called in to talk about Donald Trump saying that he can't drain the swamp as quickly as one might like because apparently the swamp doesn't want to be drained. Is that kind of what you were saying, Dave? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, pretty much. I knew in 2000... You know, I knew right after election night that he was going to need pretty much a new Congress, even with the Republicans we had. So I'm prepared to wait for 4 years to see that he gets some real change in there. I mean, he's got people like John McCain and, you know, Susan Collins and What's-Her-Face up in Alaska. I'm patient. Okay. He wasn't my candidate either, but I'm extremely patient. And I think we dodged a huge bullet.
You're talking about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was their... They're looking for the kill shot. They were looking for single-payer overnight.
Yeah, I expected Hillary to win, but in fact, she didn't, which gives me a faith that the United States electoral system is not rigged, and b just sort of surprise. It was I was just really stunned at it. I also believe that if she hadn't rigged the Democratic nomination, that Bernie probably would have beaten Trump.
Well, now that's a scary fact that so many people are still so enthralled with Bernie Sanders.
Well, Obama was only able to get the Obamacare through because of that first, 7 weeks or something of his administration when there weren't, when the Republicans were the minority in both the House, the Senate, and of course, the White House.
I think it's worth pointing out here that, you know, even though maybe the FCC has repealed a couple of old regulations or whatever it is that, you know, they've done a couple of little tweaks. You know, I can give credit where credit's due, but the government's getting bigger. It's going to get more expensive. It's going to get more intrusive over time. You've got them talking about building a wall. You've got travel bans that this president has attempted to put into place. He's continued and escalated the bombing runs that Obama continued and escalated that George W. Bush started. So,
likely turn into some kind of terrorist attack at some point.
Donald Trump is just like what went before. He's just more entertaining of a character.
Well, let me leave you with this, okay? You want to vote for Republicans that want to take an axe to D.C., not Republicans that think Republicanism is
I don't want to vote for any of these people.
I know. But, guys, you got to give some credit to a little bit of success. We got some baby steps here.
I agree with
okay?
Dave.
I see more tyranny. I see more tyranny.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what it's all because let's not forget that during Ronald Reagan's administration, the government grew by 60% from a budgetary standpoint. Mm. I'm curious as to see what happens with Trump, too. And these tax credits.
Time will tell.
Yeah, these tax proposals that he has really are transparently cuts for the rich. I understand you need to cut taxes for the rich, but you shouldn't be just cutting taxes for the rich.
No,
you shouldn't be taking write-offs. You shouldn't be placing tax burden on the middle class, in that circumstance. And I, you know, so again, I think the bullet was dodged, but hey, I'm not thanking my lucky stars.
Thanks
for
the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Ricky is calling from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on via Skype.
That'd be Jefferson Davis, president of the CSA there, brother Ian. Good evening.
You're calling yourself Jefferson Davis now?
Nope. A.K.A. Jefferson Davis. Last night, something horrible happened. The first shots I fired on Fort Sumter, because that Union State is bastard. And you, that man Vincent, who stabbed me in the back, that status sympathizer. I won that duel. Now, to all the people of the CS of A, your president, Jefferson Davis, you have nothing
to do. The CS of A, the Confederate States of America?
That'd be right there, Brother Ian.
Okay, so you are channeling Jefferson Davis, or do you believe that you're the reincarnation of Jefferson Davis?
Or did you eat strange berries while hiking in the woods?
Well, I was hearing about this Trump stuff and all that, and all of a sudden I felt funny. I think somebody had did something terrible a long time ago, messed with something they shouldn't have, and it distorted the space-time continuum, and we're having, you know, ripples and rifts, and history is repeating itself over the past. You know,
Ricky's getting pretty deep here with all this stuff.
I hope whatever science fiction writer created this notion of the space-time continuum gets shot instead of Lincoln.
Now, that bastard Lincoln.
You set him off.
I intended to.
And now, would you, Brother Mark, would you be Confederate or you be Union?
Take your sides.
You know, you're not gonna have me pick between two crappy governments. Sorry.
Brother Ian, I heard what happened when the shots were fired. I say that you're a general, and we got their best and their brightest.
I am an anti-war peace activist. I am definitely not a general, and I would rather see everybody secede individually rather than states seceding. But that said, I do support secession, so I will say that I do hope to see the South rise again. Thanks for the call, Ricky. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. I don't care what the political viewpoint is of those who wish to secede. I just want to see more secession all around the globe. I don't care if it's a bunch of socialists in Catalonia that want to secede from the other socialists in Spain to make a more socialist government.
I figured you were talking about California, sorry.
No, them too. I support them seceding. Anybody who wants to secede, an individual should be able to secede, a town, a state, a country should be able to split in two or four or six or however many. The more splits, the more schisms, the more choices in the marketplace, the better. As long as we have the relative freedom to move from one place to another, and that's getting more difficult, I think, over time than less, but as long as we can do that still, having more options is better than fewer, because it means that different types of approaches will be tried in different places, and the more different types of approaches we can see, the more likely we hopefully will learn what works better than what doesn't. So I support secession just flat out. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello? Hello, David?
You still there?
We are here. Go ahead.
I had to shut you guys off on the other channel. I agree with you that your government is crap no matter which way you slice it, and it's just different degrees of bad.
Sure.
And this recent Roy Moore stuff and all this other sexual allegation stuff in the news dredges it all up for me, because what I've been fighting these last 10 years starts out of that whole thing. And let me share how that went down so that people understand, and they might understand how it, you know, why I'm seeing it in a slightly different light. It's not new to me. There was we split up, mother and father. We're exchanging, because we don't get along. We exchange children in one of those supervised exchange visitation services,
yeah,
which was staffed by like eight women and one token male.
Okay.
And they were not treating me well, and I was standing up to them, which had I been smarter, I would have kept a low profile. But anyway, the last time I saw my kids, I said goodbye to them, not knowing I wouldn't see them ever again. That was 10 years ago. And the next thing I know, a couple days later in court, the judge pulls out a letter from these ladies at this neutral corner saying, let me give you one thing to set a tone, and then I'll tell you the worst of it. They said things in this letter, for instance, that, I in my visitation with my children, I brought music to play that I recorded a mixtape, and they said it sounded like,
Yeah, I'll let you tell the rest of the story here, but they said it sounded like what?
They said it sounded like the music was being played backwards.
Really? You were accused of backwards masking to try to brainwash your own children or something?
Yeah, something like that. But there's
unbelievable.
More.
Hang on. We'll let you tell a little bit more here in moments with David about the supervised exchange visitation thing and what some of these ladies alleged. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to you is to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you can dial in toll-free to join us here on the radio waves and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. Go to libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. David is on the line in New Mexico. You were telling us about some of the allegations against you that you experienced when some of the women who are running one of these supposedly neutral child exchange areas wherein, as you were saying, you and your ex did not get along, so you were ordered to use this location as a place to exchange the children. And you said that the last time you saw your kids, like a decade ago, was at this one place, and then some of the women who worked there alleged that you were playing backwards masked music.
Yeah, that was one of the things, and it gets worse. I was giving you that to give you a state of what these women's state of mind might have been.
Okay.
to even imagine that someone was sending satanic messages or something.
What were you actually playing? Like, was it heavy metal or something, or what was it?
Well, that's even more hilarious. Let me answer that question. But first of all, you hit onto something. What's really funny is, you know what the name of the exchange place is?
You said something neutral, right?
I'm sorry. Well, it's generically a neutral exchange place. The name of it is The Neutral Corner in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah, and they were all but neutral. But yeah, funny. What I was visiting my kids, and it actually wasn't court ordered that we use that service.
Uh-huh.
But my ex would only meet me there. She wouldn't do it like civilized adults. She would only meet me at the supervised exchange thing, which you have to pay. Which you have to pay for, by the way.
Right.
And we're exchanging kids there, and and forgive me, what was the last question that you? Oh,
I was
the
just
music.
Curious. What music? You said you brought some music mixtape for your kids, and these women who were working there accused you in a later document of playing some sort of backwards masked music. What was it you were playing?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty funny. What I was doing is I was trying to, you know, we're at the visitation thing, the exchange place. It's like a set up like a person's family room, a living room. You know, you got toys and books and a sofa and carpeted floor and table and crayons and all that stuff. And I was trying to recreate at home. I was the primary caretaker, stay-at-home parent. And I would play basically NPR music stations at home while I was doing stuff with the kids. And so I to recreate that environment, I recorded off the local the University of New Mexico public radio station some of the various. So this was what it probably was one of the segments where they were playing world music, so it was African music,
like,
or
a didgeridoo or something.
Or Native American music is another one that
right.
It could have been.
So what were some of the other accusations that were so outrageous?
They also thought it notable to tell the judge that I spent 20 minutes in the bathroom on several occasions. What they didn't know is I was cleaning my contact lenses. They probably thought I was doing drugs.
Mm.
Made a note of it that one time when I was waiting for my kid to come in the room, that instead of, you know, sitting upright in the sofa or whatever, I just laid down on the living room floor and to rest and take a little nap while I was waiting. They thought that was notable. And let me give you the worst stuff. One of the reasons my ex didn't want me to take care of my kids anymore is she accused me of neglecting to change their diapers often enough, and they got diaper rashes.
That'd be bad.
So while I was there, I made sure, since these people were taking notes, I made sure to change the kids' diapers each time that I was there, if it was for any length of time at all. And one of the times when I changed these kids' diapers, they wrote in the letter to the judge, they said that they noticed I had an erection.
What?
And yes. The woman said that quote unquote, I noticed he had an erection.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, how would anybody know that necessarily anyway? You had your pants on. presumably, you had your pants on.
How did you know I had my pants on?
Yeah, just presuming that that you did. Crazy, man. Sorry to hear the story, and thanks for sharing it tonight. Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like
freedom. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? You didn't take care of the diapers often enough. Now when you do, you're a bad person.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up anything that you want. I mean, how do they know it was an erection and not his pants folded in a way that looks possibly like, you know, something sticking up in there? I don't know. Pants can be funny like that sometimes.
Right.
So you can bring up whatever you want here.
I've heard these stories, by the way, over and over and over and over again from men dealing with these organizations.
Handoff centers?
Yeah, these places that are, you know, they appear to be man-hating centers.
Mm. Well, it sounds like that's one of the things that led to him getting his kids taken from them. I mean, it's stories like this. You know, some of the reason why I got a vasectomy when I was age 23.
Besides, you didn't worry about that, right?
Yeah. Besides the fact that I don't want kids, this is another reason to not want them, because the breakups. I've just seen so many people distraught, and it's usually men, but not always. Sometimes it's the women that get screwed over in these deals. And I've just seen so many people so distraught over losing their custody of their kids. It's tragic. There's got to be a better way. I don't know what that is, but I can tell you that government is not known for being compassionate. Government is, you know, a violent tool, and I'm not saying that some of these judges don't try to do the best they can given the circumstances that they have, and I'm sure they're dealing with some scummy parents a lot of the time, and I imagine that taints how they approach every single case, even though they have to try to be as objective in each case as possible.
Well, we're all dealing with socialization, and that socialization says that women are better caregivers than men, and that women should choose to have a, you know, should be able to choose whether or not to take care of their kids, and that men should have to, you know, deal with that decision, whatever that decision might be.
What happens when you marry your own child? Here's a story I mentioned earlier from People.com. An Oklahoma woman who last year married her biological mother, who'd lost custody of her, was sentenced recently to 10 years of probation after pleading guilty to incest. Misty Velvet Dawn Span, that's a lot of names, age 26, was scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday for a bench trial but ended up pleading guilty and admitting to marrying her own mother, age 44-year-old Patricia Ann Span, according to the Tulsa World. 2 years of Misty's deferred sentence of 10 years must be under the supervision of the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, according to the outlet, and she must also undergo counseling. Patricia Span, who is also charged with incest, is to appear in court in January. She was also once married to her son, who had the marriage annulled after claiming incest. I just don't understand how you could marry your own mother and then annul it later. You didn't know? You didn't know it was your own mother that you were marrying? Patricia has pleaded guilty.
Strange story.
She's pleaded not guilty, and People was unable to reach her attorney. Patricia and Misty were both arrested in September of last year after authorities discovered that the two had become legally married. So it's legal to marry your own mother, but not have sexual relations with the person you've married? I'm so confused.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump dollar, Inaugural Trump dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world. World, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can dial in toll-free here. Venezuela defaulting on some of its debt, and if you thought things were bad there, well, they're about to likely get even worse. We can tell you more about that. Coming up here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. They're all totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts out there who want to charge you for their website. Ours is free, so go to freetalklive.com. You can even watch the webcam there. We got a YouTube channel. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see the show live there, or if you just want to go and watch later on, just go to youtube.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to the right place. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. The bizarre story where a mother married her own daughter and then ultimately got arrested for, apparently it wasn't legal to marry her own daughter, even though they were able to legally get married. So we'll get into some more of the bizarre, because it gets even more strange.
I would imagine that if you go and ask for a marriage license, that no one says, well, we're going to have to check and see if you two are related, right?
Right.
You know, even though the government suggests that in giving a license, they're checking you out to make sure that you can get married.
They're just
taking
money.
It's just a fee
for
getting this boilerplate contract, which basically makes everybody unhappy.
We'll get back into it. But first, Robert is on the line in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind
hey,
tonight?
I would like to show, you know what, with Trump tweeting, I kind of like it because he says what he says, and the media doesn't change the subject. And I got a couple more things I'd like to say.
Well, before you go on, I want to talk about tweets. I want to talk about the tweets.
Okay, so Trump talk about the tweet.
Yep. Trump has blocked it.
I like it.
Great.
I like it because you know what? You watch the media today.
I think you thought you wanted to let him keep talking.
I didn't need you to repeat what you said about the tweets. I wanted to ask you a question. So Trump has blocked a few people from commenting on his tweets. And there's a lawsuit in play now that says that he is basically...
Official oppression?
Yeah, it's official oppression. And I'm curious as to what you think about this. Is this his private Twitter feed? Or since he's doing government business on it, that now becomes a government Twitter feed?
I would say it'd be a government.
Okay. But
okay.
I guess you can't block
these people,
right?
I would say it's a government because he is the president.
All right.
Okay.
Your next topic.
What
go ahead.
I'm saying is that, you know what, you watch the media and you know the bias in the media. You guys are biased. You call
bias
that lady with the two ladies that are married, the daughter and they're rednecks. That's a racial word. You know that, right?
It's a racial word. What do you mean?
Redneck is not racial.
Redneck's a race? Doesn't it have to do with you working outside and getting a red neck from being in the sun?
I think it's a classist statement.
Okay, well, all right. So
also, I didn't say they were rednecks at any point.
I did.
You
I called
did.
Rednecks.
I listened to you guys. You guys inside?
There are two people.
Settle down. You said redneck.
Take a deep breath. Ian said he didn't say it. He was denying he said it because he didn't say it. I said it. We're not the same person. And I'm going to say it again, that redneckery sounds like incestuary.
You didn't say redneckery. You said rednecks.
Good Lord.
Are you saying that rednecks are more likely to be incestuous than other people, Mark?
Yeah,
why?
That's what I'm saying.
Because you work outside in the hot sun, that makes you going to... I mean, these are two women. I don't know if they've got...
I understand
that.
That's not right,
are you
man.
Familiar
that's
with
not
the...
right whatsoever.
Are
I
you
agree
familiar
with you guys.
Are you
but what I'm
with...
saying is, why are you guys going to say redneck? Because it's like, you know, it's a racial
It's not
slur.
You guys. My name is Mark, okay?
Mark, okay,
clear.
Mark. It's a racial slur, Mark.
It is not a racial slur. I'm a redneck. I was born out in East Manatee
you know
County.
What, I'm a redneck, too. And I
Bye.
Think I'm
redneck. Huh?
Bye.
Thanks for the call, Robert. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Are you a self-hating redneck, Mark?
Look, I was born... working class. My dad was a mold maker at Tropicana, and my mother worked as an operator for a telephone company. Mm-hmm. You know, they were probably in the working class, which is the second quintile of earning, so the 20-40% earners in the nation, and I think that that's, you know, that's good qualification for being working class, and... Yeah, I mean, you know, they worked very hard to get me a good education so that I would not be to grow up in the class that they did. And my mother worked very hard to make sure that I didn't grow up talking like the people who lived directly adjacent to us, okay?
Like
I can't talk like
growl.
That if I want to talk like that, because the Florida accent ain't nothing but a Georgia accent a little faster.
Is that right?
That's all it is. but it's... You know, I mean, is it genuine? I don't know. My mother was a Yankee, so she taught me how to talk like a Yankee.
Hmm.
I guess it served me well. I ended up on the radio.
Let's go to Ronald in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS. Hello, Ronald.
How you doing, sir?
Hey.
I'm the man that the government fear, because I don't have a weapon. I told him I was going to put him out of business, because no man got no right to be paying taxes to a dead King Caesar.
Ooh.
Now all men are created equal. Why are we paying taxes to a dead King Caesar who ain't king of nobody
Caesar.
Today?
So hold on. You're saying taxes are being paid to Caesar?
That's what he's telling. The Bible says run under Caesar, but belong to Caesar, but Caesar's dead. So why are we paying taxes?
I agree with you. I mean, I don't think that whether Caesar's dead or not is a factor, but I don't think, you know, people should pay taxes because the government is evil.
I really wondered about
the government is evil. Our tax money paid the government to beat up Dr. King. Dr. King wasn't a black man. The Bible don't teach us no black and white people in the Bible. Everybody that was not a Jew was an uncircumcised Gentile. King Harald never repented after the day of, on the day of Pentecost. After Jesus Christ was risen from the dead, he made all men equal. King Harald kept right on arresting people and killing people. And the government put you in jail for killing people, and they are killing people. They need to be put in jail.
I'm a little lost at this point, I gotta say.
I kind of like it, though.
Can you sum that up in a few different words, Ronald? Because you lost me there.
Yeah. We can go out here and kill men, women, and children and not go to jail. The government.
The government. That's correct.
You're right.
The government. Now, who told the government they could kill men, women, and children? And children. Jesus Christ or the devil.
Well, I would say, I don't know who tells them. It's just like they can do whatever they want.
Who tell them? The devil tell them. The devil is a spirit. Jesus Christ ain't teach man to kill one another.
Fair enough. I think you make a good point.
Jesus teach man to judge one another.
You know, this is a pretty good encapsulation of Tolstoy's The Kingdom of God is Within You.
It was a good book. I read that.
Yeah, I read it. It was awful. But it does talk about how justice and truth come from the inside. They come from the light within, as opposed to coming from without and the state. And I think that he gives a good encapsulation of it.
Thank you, Ronald, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Whether you believe in the devil or not, I don't necessarily. I believe that, like you were saying, it's really up to the individual, how they choose, what they choose, and to suffer whatever consequences come from that. Whether it's in this lifetime or a later lifetime, I mean, that again is up for some level of debate. But ultimately, the government does encourage evil. It allows human beings to have power over other human beings. And what we've seen is when people are given power over other people, they tend to wield it in ways that can be very sadistic and unfair and terrifying. And that's the problem that's inherent with power and human beings.
I think the lust for power is the devil. So it's, people have wanted to personify it. They've wanted to, alienate it from themselves.
Blame something else.
Right. But ultimately, it's the lust for power. It's the desire to control another human being's actions or a whole bunch of them at once.
All right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still, more to come about this bizarre story, because it gets even more strange. If you thought it was weird that a woman would marry her own daughter at age 44 and 26 respectively, we've only just started this. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Boom!
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free here, live Saturday edition. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, or can even be confirmed instantly. Unlike Bitcoin, where you're probably going to be waiting for a bit and paying ridiculous fees, even though
fees are coming down.
Bitcoin's fees have come down a little bit. They're still multiple times what you're going to pay for a Dash transaction. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. I haven't announced this publicly yet, but here it is. We now have Dash available at the Bitcoin, what was the Bitcoin vending machine here in town. Well, actually, one of two Bitcoin vending machines. There's a new competitor in town doing a second one, but they only have Bitcoin. Now, the original Bitcoin vending machine in Keene, New Hampshire, has both Bitcoin and Dash. So that means that Dash is now available in Portsmouth, Manchester, and Keene, all across the southern tier of New Hampshire. Dash is available in vending machine form, which is amazing. It makes it easy for people to turn their U.S. dollars directly into Dash. It's a great customer service, a great community service to help get people out of the old money. The old money system, every dollar that you put into cryptocurrency like Dash or one of the other competitors out there is money that the government can no longer touch. It's money that the government can no longer use for things like bombing innocent people and murdering people all around the globe and here at home. So I'm really glad to see this happening. We're seeing Dash really taking off in New Hampshire as far as more businesses are coming on board with Dash. I just brought two new businesses on board this weekend or yesterday with Dash acceptance at the point of sale, thanks to the folks over at AnyPay.Global who are now offering that to anybody who wants it. Anybody that wants to do point of sale acceptance for Dash, just go to AnyPay.Global and you can get signed up there. So I'm excited about that because to me, cryptocurrency can never be a true replacement for the fiat currency system, for the old money system, until it can get into physical reality in retail space. I understand more and more people are buying things online,
yeah,
but there's still something about going and trying on a pair of shoes before, you know, you make the purchase.
Sure, it's better with shoes and clothes to try it on.
Right. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Iden on the line in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Iden.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm just calling in to have an opinion about the mother and daughter who married.
Yeah, and then were subsequently arrested.
Yeah, and arrested. I believe the daughter pled guilty. The mom's pled not guilty because she gave up parental rights to not only her daughter but her two sons.
Well, I've got the story here. While you're on the line here, I'll share a little bit more from it. It's not very lengthy. So as we pointed out here, this woman, Patricia, is 44. Her daughter, Misty, 26. Misty did take a guilty plea and has been sentenced to 10 years of probation for the so-called crime.
Just to make
crime.
Sure she doesn't marry another relative.
The so-called crime of incest. Patricia, the mother, told investigators she had lost custody of her three children when they were younger, but then reconnected with them in 2014. When she and Misty were reunited, Patricia allegedly said they, quote, hit it off, unquote. Patricia told authorities that she allegedly looked into wedding her daughter and determined erroneously that marrying Misty would not violate the law because her name was not on an amended birth certificate created when she lost custody of her children. Patricia is identified as Patricia Ann Clayton on their marriage license application filed in Comanche County.
You might be a redneck if.
Incest in Oklahoma is a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. The marriage between Misty and her mother was annulled in October, 6 weeks after Misty filed for annulment, quote, by reason of illegality and fraud, unquote, said the Tulsa World. Misty said at the time that her mother was told that she had received legal advice indicating that her marriage was legal. So you got the daughter alleging fraud on the part of the mother, and then further, for even more, you know, of a twist, one of her sons, Cody Spann, told people previously that his mother is an alleged predator who forced his brother and sister to marry her and then threatened to kill them if they did not comply. He, who was 25, told people, quote, I think she's just a sick, twisted individual that has something messed up in her head. Why would you want to be with one of your own kids? Patricia's a very disgusting and horrible person, unquote. He said Patricia reentered the children's lives in 2007 or 2008, claiming to be a friend rather than their biological mother. Cody said that he, Patricia, and his siblings spent some time in Texas, where Patricia and Jody became close. The two eventually married. That's her other son. But when the family returned to Oklahoma, everyone learned the truth that they were related. Cody recalled, quote, my grandmother looked at my brother and told him that that was his mom. My brother said that he wanted to get away from her. That was not what he wanted. Then she threatened to kill him. She threatened to poison him. He said Jody was allegedly manipulated, forced, and threatened after he learned the truth. He said that after the marriage was annulled, Patricia then set her sights on Misty, allegedly threatening her with poisoning and kidnapping if Misty refused. Quote, my sister was manipulated and scared into this. Was she an adult? Yes, she was. But my sister was scared. So not only do you have a bizarre story of a mother marrying her own daughter, but then you have allegations of potential threats of poisoning if she didn't go along with it. Anyway, there's your remainder of the story, Iden. Go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts are the woman is mentally insane. That really is what it comes down to.
Okay.
Just that level it. There's a mental illness called abbreviated GSA, genetic sexual attraction. You see it in people who have been separated at birth and then they reconnect as adults and then are find attraction towards one another.
How is that a mental illness?
Yeah, is that a mental illness or is that just sort of a syndrome that people can experience if they were separated from close relatives at birth?
I am not familiar. I'm not 100% positive if it is a if it has actually been considered a mental illness by the American Psychological Association officially, but I know that there is a movement within psychology groups to have it labeled as such. So I could be wrong about it being an actual diagnosed mental illness, but it is a, it is at least something that is documented.
You know, yeah, it seems to be relatively common. Is that if, for whatever reason, a child or even brothers and sisters, close family members are separated at birth, raised separately, that when they come back together, for whatever reason, there seems to be a phenomenon of more likelihood towards sexual attraction.
Yeah, that's theory is compounded by the Westermark effect, which is. Named after a psychologist that basically said that when children are in an environment where they're constantly interacting and whatnot, they are less likely to actually have sexual attraction towards one another.
Interesting.
As adults, yeah.
Aydin, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. Yep. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. One of the funny things about this story is you've got the brother saying that the mom here is threatening her own children into marrying her, which, again, you know, maybe that's really going on, but why wouldn't the daughter be making those allegations on her own, right? Like, why not, your mom's already in custody or whatever, why not go ahead and, you know, come on out with the full story? Instead, you've got booking photos here of both the mom and the daughter.
Daughter's on 10 years probation now.
They're wearing the same shirt. They're wearing a Superman logo, like, T-shirt kind of thing, with the arms cut off, that kind of shirt. Tank top, T-top, what do you call that, tank top?
A tank top kind of usually comes in. It's just sort of sleeveless.
Yeah, this is a sleeveless kind of Superman shirt. I mean, they're wearing the same kind of shirt. Was that a coincidence?
Maybe mommy dressed them that day.
I don't know. It's just such a strange story. Now, if mom, you know, the mom wasn't threatening her daughter with poisoning, and the two of them really did get married on their own volition.
But didn't the daughter say there was fraud on the mother's part?
She did say there was some fraud on the mother's part.
Is that because the mother told her that it was legal?
I think so. That was the claim.
Okay.
So she didn't say she was threatened with poisoning, but, you know, if it was voluntary between the two of them, again, is it really anybody's business, as bizarre as it might be? This is Free Talk Live. Hour number three is coming up. You can share your thoughts.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.